And now to a big business headline. After 6 weeks of a family feud that became national news and maybe some sort of watershed moment for workers, owners of the New England-based Market Basket grocery store chain have reached a deal. At the heart of the fight, two cousins, both named Arthur, fighting over control of the company their fathers founded. Thousands of employees sided with their longtime boss, Arthur T. Demoulas, who'd been ousted by the board of directors, which largely backed Arthur S. Demoulas. In the deal, Arthur T.'s side of the family bought out the Arthur S. side. And today, Arthur T. addressed a huge crowd of workers at the company's Massachusetts headquarters.
The associates of Market Basket, the customers of Market Basket, and the vendors of this Market Basket organization, you and only you have taught the educators, the analysts, and the CEOs that the workplace here at Market Basket is so much more than just a job.
Yeah! Kurt Nickisch is business and technology reporter for the Here and Now contributor station WBUR, where we sit. And Kurt, seven workers lost their jobs rather than switch sides, but thousands of part-timers lost their shifts, and now they're all told they can have their jobs back. What was it like, first of all, this morning?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, some people were smoking cigars, they were patting themselves on the back, and they had been going through this ordeal for 6 weeks, and you really got the sense that they're even closer together now.
And tell people, I mean, this is a national story, but tell people more who hadn't been following it as closely. These workers, a lot of them put their jobs on the line.
Yeah, they walked off the jobs and they basically made history. They basically said, you know, we had a CEO who we believed in, who took care of us, and when he was in trouble, we took care of him. So they walked off the jobs, not just rank-and-file workers, but also managers. So this is different from what you traditionally think of as a strike. And they basically shut the company down, kept food from getting to the stores, and they forced the company, which had been losing millions of dollars per day, to basically give in and hand the company over.
Well, let's be clear about that, because this case has so many analysts baffled because many haven't seen this much unity from employees without a union. So are you saying that really it was the workers and then the customers who sided with the workers that forced this deal?
Yeah, the workers certainly made it easier for customers to back them because there wasn't any food in the stores for them to buy. So customers boycotted, but it was also a pretty practical boycott, right?
Yeah.
But I think the big thing here is that they used today's internet technology, social media, to rally around a common demand to organize very quickly, totally caught this company by surprise, even though they probably shouldn't have. And they made something happen that any union would be amazed to and very pleased to have accomplished.
And this is a complicated, decades-long fight over this business, and it gets very complicated on many levels. But a lot of people have been running the numbers, and this was a company under Arthur T.'s direction that did have lower-priced food than other areas. So there were other symbols here as well for people.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a discount retailer. So a lot of low-income immigrant student customers, for instance. And the workers are blue-collar, just through and through hard workers. And this is also a very close regional chain. It's sort of North Boston Shore, Northern New England, and it's just that geography is just also kind of a common identity.
How many stores?
71.
So no small thing. What's the agreement that was made?
So Arthur T. Demoulas, the ousted CEO, gets to come back. He's back in charge. He is buying out his cousin's side, Arthur S. Demoulas, for $1.5 billion.
Big company, $1 billion.
Yeah. They have $4+ billion in sales. So it's they push out a lot of product, and he's taking it over then. And this deal does end this family feud because it sort of eliminates one side.
Which is always, I mean, it was in that way very traditional. It always went back to one side of the family thought that they weren't getting as much from the company as they should. And there were some accusations that Arthur T. was giving too much of the revenue of the company to the workers. And so it had that to it. But we said everyone's been promised their jobs so many days out of business. Some would say this company was on the brink of absolute failure. Is this possible they'll have their jobs back?
Yeah, not right away for the part-time workers. You talked about the 12,000-plus part-time workers who lost their shift. Some of them are working again today, but it's going to take a while for stores to fill up with product again and for all of them to be back at work. But all the full-time workers, I went into a warehouse today, and the forklifts are rolling again. The trucks are going out, loaded up full, and they have this look in their eyes like, we are going to get this company back on its feet and show people that the sacrifice was worth it. I talked to Brian Oliveira, and he's a warehouse worker in that same warehouse. Here's what he had to say.
I appreciate all the customers that stood behind us, you know what I mean? That was a big part of us staying out here. The customers helped us a lot.
Right.
So we're just hoping the customers bear with us for a little bit, you know what I mean? Give us the rest of this week. We'll have these freaking stores loaded up and ready to go by the end of this week. No problem.
Well, but there are questions as to whether they can do that now after not just 6 weeks of protests, but all the suppliers that were not working with them over this time.
Yeah, in that same warehouse, there were loading bays of things going out, but the receivables section, those were empty because the suppliers had stopped sending stuff over. And that's going to take a few weeks to sort out. The longer question is, how much money have they lost? And when can they really get this up and rolling again? And at what expense?
Right. Yeah. And how will this be taught in business schools? Do workers have the power, or do owners have a power to create a great workspace so your workers back you when something like this happens? It'll be fascinating to see. Kurt Nikisch, business and technology reporter for the Here and Now contributing station, WBUR. Thanks for following this story for us for several weeks now. Thank you.
But of course.
You're listening to Here and Now.